there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, we'll go right to 3.1, the statutory public meeting for zoning bylaw amendment at 433 Sandwich Street South.
Good evening, Your Worship and members of council. The purpose of this public meeting is to consider an application for a zoning bylaw amendment under Section 34 of the Planning Act from LuMed Management Incorporated. The subject property has approximately 210 feet of frontage and 317 feet of depth with an area of 1.5 acres. It is situated on the east side of Sandwich Street South and municipally known as 433 Sandwich. The purpose of the zoning bylaw amendment would change the zoning of the subject lands from commercial highway zone to special provision CH-14 zone. The proposed zoning would allow for a maximum height to support a three-floor addition to the front and a second-floor addition to the rear of the existing building. The parcel is designated general commercial in the town's official plan. The rezoning conforms to the applicable official plan policies. The zone change will also allow for a reduced interior side yard minimum of 0.2 meters and a reduced rear yard depth abutting a residential zone of 7 meters. The applicant is specifically seeking relief from the height restriction in the bylaw, which is 7.5 meters, proposing 14 meters in height at the front of the building and 12 meters in height at the back for the future additions. The applicant is proposing to provide additional medical services on the site in the upper stories. The proposal to build a second and a third story on the existing building rather than an addition or a separate building will maintain a substantial amount of parking on the property, which is considered beneficial for these medical services. To the north, south, and west of the subject property are commercial establishments. The property also abuts a low residential area to the east. According to section 4.4.2 of the town's official plan, adequate buffering and planting will be required between the commercial property and the residences. An amendment to the site plan control agreement for the property will be required. The site plan control process regulated under section 41 of the Planning Act will protect the municipality's interest and ensure the orderly development of the land. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper and circulated to neighbors and agencies as required. A letter was received from two neighboring residents. It was provided to council on Friday afternoon upon its receipt, and there are also copies available at your seats this evening. Many of the items identified in the letter from the neighbors will be addressed as part of the site plan control process. IRCA provided comments that they have no objection to the application. Public Works, Building and Fire Departments all identified no objection as well to the application. It is recommended that this zoning bylaw amendment be directed for approval at a future regular council meeting, pending comments received at this public meeting.
Okay, is there any comments from the public? Okay, is there any questions from council? Councilor Pugin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, one of the questions that we received referred to the bright lights at the back of the building shining onto their backyards and windows affecting their sleep. Is there any way that could be the lights could be adjusted to shine on the property on Sandwich Street instead of on the property on Linden Court?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there's certainly things that can be done through site plan control. Often a row of cedar trees is something that's incorporated between commercial and residential properties. So some buffer plantings, I can talk to the owner. I did send this letter to the engineer and the owner today.
this fence was eventually torn down. And they also, the double fence is gone, so they get all kinds of garbage, plastic bags, paper blown into their yards, and trees by the prevailing winds from the west. Is there, like, would the applicant be able to put in the fencing that they're requesting, double fence?
Again, through you, Mr. Mayor, all of these things can be addressed through site plan control. A double fence may not be beneficial, but possibly some nice landscaping, trees for privacy, and just a fence, which I think still exists. So we'll be dealing with all of these matters through site plan control.
And further to that, have they done a shadow study? Because now they're claiming they're going up second story on one, third story on another. Has a shadow study been done to that would affect the homes on Linden?
We didn't ask for a shadow impact study in this case. They are proposing a second story only on the back of the building. If you look at the site plan on your screen, the second story is proposed right where you see the blue shaded area delineated. The second story that they're looking for is just a maximum of 12 meters, which is 39 feet. And the lots that abut on Linden Court are very deep lots. And in fact, the homes, one of the homes is 130 feet away. The other existing home is 190 feet away. So I think that we didn't ask for it because we felt that the homes were set back very far.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions? Okay, looking for a motion. Deputy Mayor?
Move that we,
Okay, motion to receive and that it be considered at a regular council meeting. Second, Councillor Fryer. All those in favor? Carried. Motion to adjourn. Councillor Fryer, Councillor Cloutier, all those in favor? Carried.